Olúwa ẹ̀yin ni o, Elédùmarè ẹ̀yin ni. Olúwa ẹ̀yin ni o, Elédùmarè ẹ̀yin ni. Lórí láìsí yìí o, asán mo jẹ́ o, láìsí yìí o, n kò lè wà láàyè nínú agbára yìí o. Ọgbẹ́ ìṣòro nínú ogun yìí o, mo dá lágbára. Olúwa Tori ìrànlọ́wọ́ rẹ ni mo ń fẹ́ o bàbá, ìpinnu mi ni láti ṣe ìfẹ́ rẹ, ìtẹ̀síwájú rẹ ni mo fẹ́ o, nínú ipa àti ogun rẹ. Olúwa wá bàbá
Hey, come on, 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 hey, come on Shall be well with us in the house, in the field, in the church, everywhere we go, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are going to hear your word. Open our understanding. Give us the understanding of what your word is saying. Give us the grace to agree with your word and cause your purpose to be fulfilled in us. Father, we love you. Give us the grace to love you every day. Give us the grace to stay within the limit you have set. Give us the grace not to transgress at all. Don't allow the devil to succeed in any way in our lives. We have prayed that this year we will make no mistake in thoughts, in words, in actions. Jesus lived in the world without making mistakes. Help us not to make mistakes. Father, open the windows of heaven. Everything that will make our lives worth living this year, release them to us. Bless our families. Bless our children. All our elderly people, give them good health. Give them peace of mind. Give them reasons to rejoice. Every day of this year, the message of this time, make it an eye-opener. Make it a door-opener. Make it a way-opener. Make it a blessing-opener. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, 28. I'm going to read the first 14 verses. Deuteronomy 28 is one of the scriptures people claim are not to be read. You've heard it before. There are some portions of the Bible that must not be read. Job 17, Deuteronomy 28, the last 54 verses, and some other places. I come to say to you today that if your fan has only the positive wire, it will not work. You need both the positive and the negative of the word of God for your life to be what it ought to be. So that is why we have Deuteronomy 28 also in the Bible. But time will not permit me to go to the last 54 verses. I'm limiting myself to where the Holy Ghost is leading me this morning, the first 14 verses. We often read this scripture whenever we are doing important things such as wedding, naming ceremony, and so on. And almost in each case, we'll tell those who care to listen that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, the Bible says. We are not told we are redeemed from the blessing of the law. Though we are not under the law, all the blessings, both in the Old and the New Testament, belong to the children of God. I want to read that passage, and through that, show us something that will make us who we ought to be this new year. I start from verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and it shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
the Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. May God bless this in our hearts in Jesus' name. If you pay serious attention to what this scripture says, you will see that God has a very good plan for us as his people. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to be victorious. He wants us to live a fulfilled, prosperous, and peaceful life. But he gives conditions. He says, if you obey the voice of the Lord thy God. There's an annotated reference Bible. Now anybody can do the calculation. Take your concordance. Thank God we have this computer concordance now that can even make it faster. Just type if and ask your concordance to supply you how many times it occurs in the Bible. But this annotated reference Bible have actually done it when there were no computers, and tells us that we have 1,595 ifs in the Bible. 1,595 times you have the word if. And in most cases, it talked about conditions to meet before one will be able to enjoy the goodness of God, or what one will do to rob himself of the goodness of God. If you pay serious attention to this scripture, you will see that it's not a scripture we are expected to just read and just rejoice, God will do this for me, God will do that for me, without seriously looking at the conditions and try to fulfill it. Three times in those 14 verses, Moses repeated that obedience to the commandment of God is a requirement, is a condition to meet before the blessings in that scripture will be ours. Today, preachers will gather people, members of their churches, other people, and begin to tell them, God will bless you, God promote you, God will increase you, God will advance you, you will succeed, without remembering to let them know that the promises of God we have in the Bible are conditional. Scarcely do you see any promise in the Bible that doesn't have an if, that is, that doesn't have a condition to meet before you'll be able to enjoy it. How many people have memorized Psalm 23, Psalm 121, and many other psalms of the Bible? And they read it. So when they are fighting their enemy, they even quote some psalms, twisting it in some cases to make it to mean what God does not meant through the psalms, without waiting a minute to check for the condition attached. Let me tell you, there is nothing good you need or you will ever need that God has not promised in the Bible. Peace of mind, good health, prosperity, progress, victory, and so on and so forth. They have all been promised in the word of God. But you are expected to locate the condition or conditions attached to each of these promises, fulfill it, and then you have the blessing. Let me tell you, you can see how the world is advancing in so many areas. You talk of science, technology, many other areas. You will see that men are really advancing. So many things that were not available some years back are now available to us to enjoy. You can pick your phone where you are now, press some buttons, you'll be talking with somebody in Jamaica. You can enter your car now, vim, you are in Oshogbo. You can even go to the airport, enter the plane. Before you know it, you are in Abuja. If you travel for some hours, you are in far away Australia or Korea, because of the advancement men has made in the area of technology. But do you know what? There are laws governing each of these things. When you discover the law and you obey it, you have the results. God is never surprised that man is able to make anything. Let me tell you the truth. Everything men are discovering, or rather they are making in the world today, you even call them inventors. Men are not inventing anything. God has made all of them before the foundation of the world. But when you stumble at the law attached to a particular thing, and you understand it, and you try to fulfill it, then you have the result. Oh, praise God, he has made something. In the same way, in the Bible, we have requirements, we have conditions attached to the blessings of God. The first thing is to discover the condition. The second thing is to understand the condition. The third thing is to endeavor to meet the condition. Immediately you do it, what God has promised will come to pass in your life. Shall we go back to verse 1 now? Of that Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now, you will see that this is in verse 1. If you go to verse 1 of 28, if you go back to verse 27, chapter 27, you will see that here Moses told the children of Israel that they will divide themselves to two. A group will stand on Mount Gerizim. Another group will stand on another mountain. You can check the passage and look for the name of the mountain. One group will pronounce blessing, the other group will pronounce curses upon the nation of Israel. If they will obey, they will be blessed. If they will disobey, they will be cursed. If you start from verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 27, it says, "Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in the secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen." Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Verse 17. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. And on and on and on like that. Now, after saying all of this, the last verse says, "Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen." When he finish with all these curses, he now moves to what we have here. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." What is that suggesting? Even when curses were being pronounced according to the word of God, they were expected to listen. They were expected to hearken. They were expected to choose the path of blessing instead of the path of cursing. Then all these blessings will pursue them and overtake them. Now, churches where the word of God is preached in truth, where the whole counsel of God is presented, where they present both the negative and the positive aspects of the word of God, people usually are not many there. Churches
where the pastor will pick the sweet, sweet, sweet portions of the Bible and come to tell people, God has said this, God has said, to who? The Bible said no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Who was God talking to? The Bible says all these blessings will overtake, will pursue you and overtake you. Who was he talking to? The Bible says you will be blessed everywhere you go. Who was he talking to? The Bible says all these things shall be added unto you. Who was God talking to? The Bible says God will restore health unto you. Who was God talking to? Many times nobody bothered to know that. The only thing is that the Bible said this, Bible said this, Bible said this. God will not be forced to do what he has not promised to do. Brothers and sisters, will you like to be blessed this year? I didn't understand the way you are answering me. Will you like God to prosper you this year? Will you like him to promote you this year? The beginning of it is that you must hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Let's take it from there. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe and do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. The first thing to do is to hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Come, people, what does it mean to hearken? To hearken is to patiently listen with the intention of obeying what is said. When you have the intention of obeying what you are told, and you diligently listen to the instruction, you are actually hearkening. I love the way it is put in Yoruba. Who has Yoruba Bible there? Yoruba, can you read it for me? Read it loud. We have God there. In some other passage, you have the word hacking. Yoruba use the word keti. Everybody say keti. In another place, deity. Both keti and deity has to do with the setting of a trap. If you set your ear as a trap is there waiting for the prey. You don't know in many cases that there is a trap until you step on it. But it won't let go. Immediately you step on it, what happens? It catches. So the Bible says you set your ear as a trap, so that every word of God coming, you catch. Coming, you catch. Coming, you catch. Then you are preparing yourself to be blessed. Now let me ask this question. Somebody who doesn't come to church regularly, how can he diligently hearken? Listen, no. This passage does not say if you read carefully. It says if you diligently hearken. There's difference between reading and hearing. Yes, I know. I know that Joshua chapter 1 says this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. That's talking about reading, meditating on the word of God. But this one is talking about listening. So if you are listening, it means somebody is talking. And I love the way it is put there. Moses said, the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee, I, Moses, command thee this day. You know what that means? When your pastor is talking this year, you are around, you are listening with all diligence and determination to obey what you are told. That's the first step you will have to take for the goodness of God to pursue you and overtake you this year. You know what that means then? You will not have excuses for not coming to fellowship. I kept on telling you that I don't see 2012 to be better than 2011 in terms of problems in the world. No, I'm not seeing vision. No, it's not wrong to see vision, but this is not vision. You say, what you see? It's when you are not blind and you are not deaf. I told you at the beginning of 2011 that this year is hot. Was it not hot? Yeah? You are not answering me. I don't see 2012 to be cool. I doubt if it is not hotter than 2011. Say, Pastor, don't let it be hotter. Say na me. What concerns me? And because of this, so many people will have it, we find it difficult to follow Jesus the way they ought to follow him. Jesus says, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith on earth? What he was trying to say was that things will become so difficult in the world that to be a Christian will take a lot of determination, ori taku or more taku, before anybody can be a Christian at the time he will come. Because things will get tough, get hard, get difficult. For the first time since my mom born me, in western region of Nigeria, some churches could not do New Year Eve because of the fear of Boko Haram. First time. Since yesterday or 2 days ago, they have started. I think it will continue for the next 2 or 3 days. That mass media will be supplying us, will be reminding us of the thing that happened in 2011. Go and listen to CNN. Go and listen to some of these international stations. You will hear that this one happened for the first time. This one happened for the first time. This one happened for the first time in the year. Many things the world have never experienced. This year, more are coming. More are coming. I was hearing about the earthquake that happened in Japan. No, not earthquake. Tsunami. Are they not brothers and sisters that destroyed their nuclear plants? About a week or two ago, the government was rejoicing that at last they have been able to shut down that plant successfully, so that all the heaters there will not continue to heat since that time. But they will not be able to clear the area. That place, they will have to scrape the place. They will not be able to clear the area and make it clean and safe until the next 40 years. I heard it loud and clear. Even the government of Japan knows that it will take them 40 years before they will be able to say, at last, oh, we have put that tsunami behind us, you. Tsunami of how many days? One day. That happened in 2011. What does that suggest? More than 40 years of problem was created that one day. Those who are brought out to the people, since it doesn't concern you, you don't have anybody there, you don't know. Those who are brought out of the area, was it not 20 kilometers radius or something, that were evacuated from the area, were taken to temporary tents? Do you know that they are not, nobody is talking about their return, making money in Bo. Return to your house, which house? The house that is already destroyed. So I will go to rebuild what? Who will remove the toxic things that are in the that are in the whole of the area? If you plant anything there and eat it, you die. They said it will take 40 years. That is one day tsunami. What Jesus saw when he said, when the Son of Man shall come, shall he find faith on earth? He was actually looking up at the calamities and woes and troubles and problems that will be befalling the world. Where was it? Where did it start? Was it not Peru? Is it Peru? At the beginning of the year, 80. I can't remember which one first came. The whole world was sending relief people there to assist them. Suddenly, it happened in another country. They have to abandon this one. Face that one. Look at the war. All of this was predicted in the Bible. Things will get tougher, get more difficult. If you are determined in 2012, you cannot be a Christian. Tell your neighbor, if you are not determined in 2012, you cannot be a Christian. Say it now. So if you have reasons not to come to church now, you will have more reasons then. And mind you, the Bible says you will have to come, you will have to sit down, you will have to hear, you have to diligently hearken before you even talk of observing to do. And it is after you have done it that all these blessings will pursue you and overtake you. You will be blessed this year. But don't deceive yourself with fake promises. The promises of God are not meant for generality of men. The fulfillment of the promises of God are for only those who will meet their requirements. Go back to that verse 1. Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass if it is a condition. Thou. You know what that means? It's like I will have time to preach a textual sermon on each of these verses. I think to finish the 14 verses should take everyday preaching for 1 month. If I preach a textual sermon on that Deuteronomy 28 verses 1. Because we look at the word thou. What does it signify? This is not something your mother does for you, your sister does for you, your parents do for you. It's something you will personally do. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Do you know that you get to a point that you say, as for me and my heir, I will serve the Lord? That's the way things are going. That the child will have to take his own decision. The wife will have to take her own decision. The grandma will have to take her own decision. Not that I'm serving the Lord because I go to help my daughter to nurse her baby. Taking Jesus as our own Jesus and saying, I know God as my God. If thou, you will personally act. And children, hear me. I told you many times that God does not have grandchildren. God does not have grandchildren. He said that you are a child of God, you have no dealing with God. Yes, when you are very young, God can bless you temporarily because of your parents. But surely it will get to a time that God will hold you responsible for whatever you do. And therefore, God has to be your God. Teenagers, this year, decide to serve God. Not just because of mommy. Not only to please daddy. Let Jesus see that you really want to follow him. It is then he promises to bless you. And when you have problem today, mother will cry, hey, this child, he don't kill me. A day is coming that before mama here, you will smell pepper. If you don't take your stand now, you won't be a Christian unless you are really determined. He says, if you are diligently hearkening to the voice of the Lord thy God, what do you hearken to? The voice of God. Where is God living? So that I can go to him and listen to his voice. You hear his voice through his word when it is preached in truth, without magomago, without adulteration. That's how you hear the voice of God. I've told you that this attitude of saying, I don't go to worship anybody. I don't care what they do in that church. I go to serve my God. If you go to serve your God in the house of Satan, you will be serving Satan. If you go to Philip to see your father, you must go to your father's house. If you leave your father's house and go to Baba Janoku's house instead of your father's house, who will you see there, everybody? Baba Janoku! If you will hear the voice of God, you go to where the word of God is preaching truth. The devil in his wickedness have established so many churches. Years back he established religion. Here. Today, he knows that the church is already gaining ground in many places, especially in Nigeria. He has decided to be a serious proprietor of churches. And I'm bold to tell you that up to 80%, 80, is not written in the Bible. It's my own observation. I've not done scientific study of it, but with what I can see as a man living in Nigeria, 80% of the churches around have nothing at all to do with Jesus Christ. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. They are properties of their founders, properties of their proprietors, properties of their operators. In some cases, they are there to assist him to get popularity. He has money already, but he wants to be popular. In some cases, the churches are there to assist him to get what we call prosperity, money. Yes, in some cases, it is not there to keep him busy. I told you a brother went to somewhere. I met a lawyer who was talking to me. I said, do you see my building? It's because I want to start my own church. I make the down floor, the ground floor, to be open hall. Because I will start my own church. And while saying, he was smoking, telling him he want to start a church. What type of church will it be? I learned that some people came from where? Maybe one of these West African countries, I can't remember which country. They came to Nigeria to invest. You said they should have done their studies before coming. I don't know how they did it. But I heard that when they got here, people counseled them that the best investment they can do in Nigeria as at then was to start a church. And instead of going to the business they came for, they went and rented, was it rented or bought a warehouse, then got things together and started a church in Nigeria. And he said to Oshodi, Lowa. He said, I know all the churches in Oshodi, you don't know. It's not Oshodi. I said to Oshodi. He said, it must be Moshi. What of Balade? What of Ikeja? I did not know Oshodi. What of Mafoluku? I do not tell you where, but I think it's not far from that area. I was told. If you will hear the voice of God, you go to where God is talking. Tell your neighbor, if you hear the voice of God, you go to where God is talking. Come on, say it. Not where money is talking. Not where English, good English, is talking. Not where good education is talking. Not where good position is talking. There are churches where you meet a lot of politicians. Oh, it's wonderful for politicians to give their life to Jesus and serve the Lord. But I hope they will do so. There are churches you go, you know that these people, they are not here for Jesus, you. They are here for something else. When you have a church full of politicians, you have people there that are there only because they want to get government contracts. No, don't misunderstand me. I do not say everybody that come there is for government contract. I say some people go there because they know speaker of the house is in this church. The deputy governor is there. If I'm a member of the church, one way or the other, I'll be able to get his card, get his phone number, then I will be able to call. There was a brother that ran from the church the other time. I was told that he was night in the, was it a light club? I don't know what name they called them. In the new church he went. No, he can hear these cases. If he will not hear, his wife may hear it. He's a child. He can't do me nothing. After he ran. At the time, he even want to assist Bible Pattern Church. Sorry, I have to go this length. Oh, I'm sorry. I've not finished it. But I will finish it. My reason for finishing it is to let you know how serious it was. And in case the fellow hear this case, may he not be offended. And in case he's offended, report me to Jesus. You know how far he went? And told me that so fellow have paid. We are only to come here every week for you to preach so that we show it. Which pastor will not jump at that? When will you come back so that I get myself prepared? We fix a date. And they came. Bryce Kilajua, you are the witness. Come. Go back. May God bless you. When they came, Bryce saw them there. I was standing at the back there. Bryce come to tell me that those television people, they have come. I said, tell somebody to prepare the office, I'm coming. My intention was we use the office, maybe camera and Madelo or Babariga at the beginning. As I told him, go and get them prepared. He left me, he was going the front. I took step one. I don't know if number two. I called Brazil. Brazil, come back. Go and tell them I'm sorry. They should go. I then picked my phone and called the brother. Hello, brother. When you return to Bible Pattern Church, I'll preach on TV. Until then, God bless you. Who will hear that and not get angry when you have paid already? When they came, you asked them to come back another day. Which kind of young guy? Poor pastor. No money to go to radio. Somebody pay for television. You see, they do young guy. So by our new, I never spend 1 million.
He was not really angry. Except that since then he refused to pick my phone. Sorry. That I have to go this length. If it happens to you, that's how I will treat you. He's a member of the church who has spent money, do a lot of things in the church. Spent good money in the past. Good money for this church. Real money. But I have to reject that. I did not hear a saint. The only thing is that I led Bible pattern for another church. And they were in this big men circle in the church. The last visitation Sunday of this year. That's what? Which month? Eh? Okay, November visitation Sunday. I was at one of our locations. The sister came to me. I said, "Sir, brother, like brother, you have to do something quickly, quickly." I said, "Kilo day." He said, "What you say?" I said, "You don't know." He said, "I don't know who. You know, I was the house leader." I remember. Yeah, she was the house leader. I met him drinking ogogoro. Don't you know I've said something that if you hold me tight, I should be able to produce the sister who must be fellowshipping in Bible Pattern Church this morning. And I did not say last year. Okay, it's last year. This January. Last November. Less than 2 months now. So, you saw that one. That's why I rejected the television. No. I didn't see nothing. Except that I felt if you are going to serve God, you serve Him really. Churches today are now there for money making business. Yes, if you will support the work we are doing at the career, where? Akure, you come and take the microphone and tell the congregation what you will do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The way he's even jumping and dancing, you know this one is not for Jesus. If you are looking for Jesus, go to the house of Jesus. Tell somebody. If you go to look for Jesus in the house of Satan, you will meet Satan. You say, what are you thinking about the brother? Thinking or praying that God will please bring him back. He said, he will come back. He will come back one day. He said, what about the injury? There is still balm in Gilead. He will be healed. Many people had gone like that, and when they saw that this journey is not good for us, they come back and they are healed. He said, so he's not going to church. He's going to church. Possibly doing well there. But managing little ogogoro. So nobody here is drinking ogogoro. You may be drinking ogogoro here. Who say you are not drinking? You go to hell when you die. Bottom of it. 1 million ogusan I cannot rescue you. I'm a member of Bible Pattern Church. Not too. If you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, the beginning of obedience is to hear. Can you tell your neighbor now? Just as the beginning of disobedience is to turn away your ear. Those of you that are no longer coming to Bible study, this new year, change. Change. All those things that are getting your attention will be valueless, useless when you close your eyes in death. Not one of them will be useful to you. And you see, this is our church. The programs are too many. Program will not too many. I'll be 2012 last year. My wife said, that's how you threaten and people ran away. When Jesus finished preaching John chapter 6, what happened? 4,988 ran away, leaving only 12. And Jesus looked at the 12 and said, do you also want to go? They said, where do we go? He said, don't talk to me like that. I know one of you is even a devil, leaving only 11. Not counting women and children. So you want to be like Jesus? Yes. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and obey all his commandments that I commanded this day, all these blessings will pursue you and overtake you. Teenagers, we've told you that to marry, you don't need to keep boyfriends. Not even one. Pray. When the time comes, God will open your eyes. He will show you. When you see the person, don't rush into it. Go to your pastor. Take the necessary counsel. Let be guided. You have never done that business before. Let those who know the road show you the road. Then take the right step at the right time. You will wed joyfully. But when you make it a secret deal, before you know it, you are pregnant. Secret deal, secret pregnancy. Which pregnancy is secret? And I've told you, don't try it. I've told you parents, be warned. If your child is a child of Bible pattern, tell him not to keep boyfriend. If he made the mistake of allowing a man to have fun with him, with her, she will be pregnant. If she's pregnant, she must keep the pregnancy and bear the shame like some people have done before. Today they have learned their lesson and they are continuing. And nobody is condemning them any longer. Let her keep the pregnancy, bear the shame. And I've told those who have done it before that when somebody looks at you and they talk and smile or laugh, they are laughing. That's what they are saying. But bear the shame. If for any reason you think of going to abort, you will die. Zewa will kill you. Sermons that I've been preaching, prayer that I've been praying, my sweat. You say, what are you saying? A child of Bible pattern child made the mistake of fornicating, she will be pregnant. Unwanted pregnancy. Let her bear the shame. If she says, I cannot bear the shame, and go for whatever type, drug, injection, or direct operation, whatever it is, to do abortion, he will die. She will die. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? What I'm saying is that if your daughter comes to tell you I'm pregnant, keep the pregnancy. We like it that people not make jest of you. They will make jest of you. They will make jest of you, man. If you say, I will go to an innocence because of that. He's going to say, Jankari Waloshi Foriko, Agbonlovelo Foriko Mahunye. He said, what is the English of that? Please ask your neighbor. Agbon? Foriko Agbon. What is Agbon? Let's use B. Spider's web is what has rolled itself around his head. He's now going to put his head in the midst of the bees. What will happen? Bambi, 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 bambi. Oriawa wukabu, kabu, kabu, kabu. Say, Pastor, where do you get that? I got it from verse 15 to 68 of Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you have not read it before, go and read it. The Bible says it will go bad. That when leaf, ordinary leaf shake, you'll be fearing. If you don't hack it. Tell your neighbor, hacking. Hacking. Hacking this year. It shall be well with you. All of you young people that lie. Stop it. Stop it. You can't be a grandchild of God. You can only be a child of God. If you diligently hacking to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do how many? I thought you were looking, okay, you drop your Bibles. Go back to your Bible. Deuteronomy 28. We are still in verse 1. And observe to do how many? All his commandments, which I commanded this day. People will hear the word of God and say, I want to go and pray about it. I'm not convinced until God talk to me. If he has spoken to you through his servant, don't waste your time. He's not coming back to tell you another thing. Unless that servant is not a servant. There is a position for leaders in the church. And if it is a true church of God, and the leaders are true servants of God, when God puts his word in their mouth, though from the Bible, and they speak it to you, if you refuse to accept that and say, I want to go and get my own, you only be wasting your life. We read the Bible to you and tell you what it means. You are hacking to and observe to do all his commandments, all of them. His commandment about prayer, about Bible, about fellowship, about evangelism, about doing good, doing the cover we study about from the Spirit, Abby, And I told you that since love is part of the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is the greatest requirement of God from his people. You are expected to love all. And I told you that this business of all churches cursing and cursing, further and die. I've said it openly. I've said it secretly. It's not in your Bible. If you know any pastor who tells you that's what the word of God says, I will create the time. You will sit down and be free. I will carry Bible. You will show me where New Testament believers are permitted to be cursing enemies that Jesus died for. When God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every, including Yahushua, Yahjah. Pastors, because they don't understand the word of God and they are afraid, they think by killing witches and wizards they will live. Is that not how to be a spiritual Boko Haram? I told you, whatever you used to kill does not matter. You are a killer. If you are taken to court, you say, you murder this man, you say, no, be like that, oh. I don't use cutlass, I don't use gun, no. The only thing you use, say, na stick I use. Will they let you go free? Whether you use pen, stick, mouth, prayer, anything, if you kill, you are a killer. Acting to the voice of the Lord your God, observe to do all his commandments about prayer. What is prayer? Bless them that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Am I quoting it correctly? No, I supposed to know, but I don't know what's wrong with my head. Let me go there. Matthew 5. I want to quote exactly what is there. You say, I know it. Let's read it again. We can't read too much of it. Matthew chapter 5. Now verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for those, for them, which despisefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. If you observe to do all his commandments in the family, the husband is expected to love the wife unconditionally. So you are the one who said the other day, some women don't know how to cook. Once it's your wife, whether she knows how to cook or not, it is compulsory for you to love her. She knows how to talk, or she doesn't know how to talk. She knows how to behave, or she doesn't know how to behave. Anybody you will not love, don't marry. Anybody you have married, compulsorily you must love. That's the order of God. Once he is your husband, whether he has money or not, you must submit to him. And I told you the other day that I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sure I know many women that are submissive to their husbands the way the Bible says. I don't know many. If I know any. What do you mean? I mean the submission is like, is to be like that of a baby submitting to her mother. Look at a baby on the lap of her mother. You know what it means to submit. Anybody you are not ready to allow to rule you, to control you, to say stop there and you will stop. Don't allow to marry you. Anybody that marries you and is your husband, if you are not submissive to him, you are robbing yourself of this blessing. All his commandments about business. What type of business are we allowed to do? We are allowed to go into business partnership with unbelievers. We can work under unbelievers. Unbelievers can work under us. But we cannot go into business partnership with unbelievers. God will spoil the work like he spoiled that of a Jehoshaphat when he went into alliance with the house of Ahab. You have it in your Bible. The Bible says, he that steals should steal no more, but use his word to do that which is good. Exodus 4:28. You are not only to work, you are to do good work. You want God to prosper, you don't work in a brewery. It doesn't matter how many chairmen or breweries are elders in good churches. You don't work in a brewery. You don't work in a tobacco company. You don't work in a house where a shallow prostitutes are called commercial sex workers. Which one is commercial sex workers? Or what? You are Gigi. You don't join anybody to do illegal business if you are obeying the commandment of the Lord your God. No, you are not unequally yoking together with unbelievers.
If you want to obey the law, the commandment of the Lord your God. Now that you go to a church and you know that the pastor is having sugar mummies among the women. The pastor is having girlfriends among the choristers. I say, well, everybody has his own frailties. Everybody has his own weak point. That's his weak point. I am praying for him. Say there and be praying for him. But I can assure you, you and him are going to the bottom of hell. I may sound harsh, but that's how harsh the Bible is. The Bible says you should come out from among them and be separate. You don't go to a church where you know the pastor is having extra power. You know what I mean by extra power? Say, only God knows how they do in work. If they do, he's doing, what is, it be like say tradition, they there. But Holy Ghost, they there too. How can Holy Ghost and tradition operate together? You go to a church, you know the pastor is into some occultic practices. But because he can see vision. Because when he pray, miracle happens. I told you I visited my pastor the other day. And he was reminding me, he was actually telling me new things, reminding me of the old things he had said about Jesus of Oyibo. They knew each other so well. He was his customer. And he said, if Jesus of Oyibo bless anything for you, you want to get contracts somewhere, just take the paper to him and let him bless it. You will get that contract. You will get it. I've heard from him long ago that if you are seeking for employment, just write your application, take it to Jesus of Oyibo, and let him just bless you. You'll get that job. If they don't need you, they must employ you. You say, hey, my pastor was telling me the other day that when you see Jesus of Oyibo, he was so cool-headed, so simple, so gentle. In fact, he said one day, the day he said he has been working for him through his workers, then one day he begged one of them that let me steal your gun now so that I can get good jobs, and they now took it to him. Then when I got to him, he greeted him and said, let me introduce myself to you. I am Kiniko Kiniko. Then I am Jesus Christ. I first came so time. He said, as he was saying, it was Jesus. He said, I felt like if I answer this man, he will not give me this job I come for. But will I be able to swallow it? He said, when he finished, he said, no, you are not Jesus. We know Jesus. He said, the man did not get angry. At another time, he said, one day he was talking about himself to somebody, calling himself God, this, that. He said, I put my, I said, don't listen to him. He's not God, though. He said, he looked at him and said, oh, Benny. He said, to wash a medical cordial. First, what you come to do here? If you go there, you'll be deceived. But my pastor also told me that he built buildings, story buildings, many, where women are kept. All his members, he was in charge of all their wives. So when you want to have fun with your wife, you tell him that, Daddy, I like to meet my wife 3 days from now. Then he will give you permission. He's the one fornicating with most of them, producing children through them. And when he blesses your certificate, you will get your job. That blessing is from where? Don't be deceived by miracles. Not all miracles are from God. The devil is capable of performing wonders. The Bible calls it lying wonders. Nevertheless, they are wonders. Lying in what sense? They are meant to deceive many and push them to hell. So you hear that pastor, ha, if you get to him, ha, home, ha. Do you know what is inside the room? And in some cases, people know. They know it. They know this man. His hand is not clean. I hear the idea. Everybody say, God says, and it shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day,
that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Who will promote you? Who will exalt you? The Lord your God. Come. Is he your Lord? Is he your God? And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Can you see in verse 2 again? Hearkening to the voice of the Lord your God is a condition. Before you now come to blessed, blessed, blessed in verse 3. Blessed shall thou be in the city. And blessed shall thou be in the field. You know what it means? If you are a farmer, in your farm, you will be blessed. What you do, God will bless it. When you come back home to your house, you are a blessed person. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, that's your children, and the fruit of thy ground, that is whatever you are facing, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. That is talking about all kind of businesses you may be involved in. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. That which you have at hand will be blessed. That which you kept for future use will also be blessed. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Did you hear that? That you are blessed does not mean enemies will not come. But you are not the one that will be running helter-skelter because of them. You are not the one that will be disobeying the word of God because of them. God himself will smite them. Say, hey, that's why I pray, God, smite them now, smite them now. No, 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 no. Vengeance is mine. I will take vengeance. God is the judge. He asked you not to judge. He said, I'm the judge. Leave the judgment for me. When you wish your enemy heal, you are doing two things. One, you are removing the judgment of God from his head. You are making it difficult for God to rescue you. If you leave your enemy and pray for him, your enemy may change and become your friend. That's the best. In case he refuses to change, God knows how to handle it. God does not create anything he cannot handle. So they will come against you one way. God will scatter them. They will flee before you in seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Where will he bless you? Where? I thought you were looking at your Bibles. Verse 8. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Where will he bless you? You know what that means? You will stay where he puts you. His blessings will get to you there. When you abandon where he puts you and go elsewhere, you are robbing yourself of the blessing. You stay within the circle. Anything contrary to the will of God, you will not dabble into. You will not cross the boundary. You will stay in the land. Then you will be blessed. It's also part of the condition. Verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Look, it's just bringing the conditions out one by one. After repeating the need for you to keep the commandment of the Lord, he talks about walking in the way of God. There is a way God expects you to do anything you have to do. When you do it that way, you want to do it, then he will bless you. You know what should be paramount in your hand this year, in your heart this year? How do I walk in the way of God? How do I do that which is right in his sight? How do I keep within the circle? How do I hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord? How do I observe to do all that he commands me? Which and which has he commanded me that I'm yet to do? When you obey the commandments of the Lord your God about tithe and offering, the blessing will come. If you say, I will pay by and by, let me pay part of it. God does not demand tithe of the money that reaches you. You did something somewhere, they are here to pay you, you are not owing God. You did a business, you run short, no gain, you are not owing God. The time you are owing God is when you get profit of 1 kobo, or 1 million, or 1 billion. That one in your hand, God is seeing, he said, give me my portion.
meaning there's no excuse for not paying your tithe. Lord, I don't have much money. He's not asking for tithe of much money. He's asking for tithe of that one you have received. If you spend 10,000 to do a business, and at the end of the day, when you remove transport money, you pay the workers, you pay for the things you bought, the remaining money in your hand is 9,000. You are not owing God one kobo. He's not demanding anything. Don't tell him, I'm sorry, I cannot give you tithe from this business. No, don't say I'm sorry, you are not owing. You did the business together, and both of you run short. But when you make gain and say, God, I'm coming, that's why you are in trouble. God sees himself to be dishonored when a child of God refuses to pay his tithe as at when due. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. When it's time to give to God, you look for that one that is useless, that is not important to you. Brand new 100 naira notes. When it's demanding for 1,000, no, even if it is dirty, you'll be deceiving yourself. I pray you not deceive yourself. I'm about to finish it. Hallelujah. I'm in verse 10. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. You know what that means? People around will see that your Jesus is really profiting you. They will see that there is something you are getting from this your Jesus. In some cases, they find it difficult to do what you are doing, but at least they know you are making profit from it, and they will fear you. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee. He has returned to the condition. You have to be in the land. That is where you will prosper. That is where you will succeed. If you ask me what's the name of the land then, I will say the land of Canaan. If you ask me what's the name of the land today, I will tell you it's the land of Christianity.
Emi yo so fun alomiran pe mi gbe ni lekena mo gbe kena nisinsin yi ni bo wara ibukunbe wa ni bi ami anu opo ore ofe mo gbe kena nisinsin yi.
The land that was the land of Canaan, the land today is the land of Christianity. I have told you, a true does not partake of any religious activity outside Christianity. A true Christian does not partake of any religious activity outside Christianity, however beneficial that activity may seem to look. You are limiting yourself to that place where it puts you. You are not transgressing. You are not crossing the boundary. Then there, you will be blessed. Let me read the rest few verses. What verse are we now? Verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Who will open it? It's the Lord himself. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day to observe and to do that. Why was Moses repeating this condition? He knows that you can be so carried away that you now say, I'm blessing the house, I'm blessing the city, without remembering that the blessing will only come when you obey the commandments of God. If you have any reason not to obey the commandments of God, you already having a reason not to enjoy the goodness of God. Don't have a reason to do contrary to the commandment of God in any way. Whatever he says, it is what he means to say and what he expects you to do. Verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside
for many of the words which I commanded this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Let me tell you, you know what is called idol? Idol does not always mean image. There are some images that you may even have, and God will not consider you to be an idol worshiper. Look at these plastic babies that we buy for children. Are they not images? But we don't worship them, do we? Come on. You have posters, you have other things in your heart that even contain pictures. Pictures of things, pictures of men. Once you don't worship it, it's not an idol. But can I tell you one thing? If you buy a poster containing the so-called picture of Jesus, and you go before it and pray, you are an idol worshiper. Like the Roman Catholic do. You have a poster containing the image of Mary. I go to Maria Mimo, you are worshiping idol. The Bible says whether it is the image of anything in heaven, anything on earth, anything in the sea, you must not bow to. Be able to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day, to observe and to do them. Why was Moses repeating this condition? He knows that you can be so carried away that you now say, I'm blessing the house, I'm blessing the city, without remembering that the blessing will only come when you obey the commandment of God. If you have any reason not to obey the commandments of God, you already having a reason not to enjoy the goodness of God. Don't have a reason to do contrary to the commandment of God in any way. Whatever he says, it is what he means to say and what he expects you to do. Verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I commanded this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Let me tell you, you know what is called idol? Idol does not always mean image. There are some images that you may even have, and God will not consider you to be an idol worshiper. Look at these plastic babies that we buy for children. Are they not images? But we don't worship them, do we? Come on. You have posters, you have other things in your heart that even contain pictures. Pictures of things, pictures of men. Once you don't worship it, it's not an idol. But can I tell you one thing? If you buy a poster containing the so-called picture of Jesus, and you go before it and pray, you are an idol worshiper. Like the Roman Catholic do. You have a poster containing the image of Mary. I go to Maria Mimo, you are worshiping idol. The Bible says whether it is the image of anything in heaven, anything on earth, anything in the sea, you must not bow to. The Bible said you will not bend to the left or to the right. You will stay where you are expected to stay. Do you know that when Moses was given all of this, then there were people who felt that he was going too much. He said, Moses, you are taking too much upon yourself. Can you remember Korah? You want to plug up their eyes? Everything they did, they didn't do it well. That's you. But Moses have delivered what he was asked to deliver. And when God became fed up with them, Moses told them that 250 of you, maybe you want to be priests, come before God, bring your censers, put incense in it, and let's see if God will accept it. A wise one among them will have refused to do it. They brought their censers and they put the incense, and immediately the smoke ascended. The fire of God descended, and in the twinkling of an eye, 250 supposed priests were burnt to ashes. Then Moses, Holy Ghost, took hold of him. He knew Moses would not do it unless he is forced to do it. So the Holy Ghost forced him to do it. And Moses said, if these people die like other people die, it means God have not called me. But if God will do a new thing and the earth will open and swallow them, then you will know God has called. Before he finished talking, they went alive with physical clothes, with physical bodies,
to Hades, and the earth closed its mouth back. It's not only that you rob yourself of the blessings of God. When you disobey God, you are actually bringing the curse of God upon you. I don't have time to go to that. I will have made us to read verses 15 to 68. We have read just 14 verses or 68 verses. Then you see all kind of calamities and woes that he claimed will come upon anybody who refused to take to these instructions we have in these 14 verses. In your life this year will be peaceful. Amen. Now I say in your life this year will be peaceful. Amen. Joyful. Amen. Prosperous. Amen. You will enjoy the goodness of God. But stay in the land that has put you. Create time continuously to hearken to his voice. Endeavor to do all his commandments. When others are going the other way, tell them you can go. I'll join you. Young people, this year will be your year of advancement. Amen. Your year of progress. Amen. Even in school, you will excel. Amen. But stay where it puts you. When your mates in school are going for night party, tell them, I'm sorry, I can't be part of you. When they are joining secret calls, tell them, I've already joined the club of Jesus. When they are going into all kind of evil practices, choosing boyfriends, girlfriends, fornicating, lying, stealing, using lies to take money from parents, tell them, I cannot join you. I'm already on the side of Jesus. You know what? Goodness will run after you. Goodness will pursue you. Goodness will overtake you. You will so blessed that even your enemies will envy you. Because they will know you are called by the name of the Lord. They will know it is God himself who has blessed you. How many of you agree with this? Stand up and begin to say to God, I agree. I agree. I agree. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright for me. What God does, it is alright for me. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright for me. What God does, it is alright for me. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright for me. What God does, it is alright for me. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright for me. What God does, it is alright for me. Young people, what are you doing? Close your eyes, open your mouth, and begin to say to God, I agree. I agree. Throughout this year, I will hearken to your voice. I will obey all your commandments. I will stay in the land you have put me. And I will be blessed like you have said I will be blessed. I agree, Lord. Bring it to pass in my life.
This is the time to pray. We've heard the word of God. Our feet is being set on the pathway to follow this year, to be able to enjoy the blessings that God has blessed us with. Pray to the living God. Open up your heart to him. Tell him, Lord, I am ready. I will hearken diligently unto your commandments. I will come to hear your commandments. As we have been told that the beginning of obedience is to hear. So, Lord, I will come regularly. I will come to your house punctually all the days of this year. I will hear what you are saying to me every time. I will endeavor to understand your commandments. I will strive to study the Bible so that I can acquaint myself with your commandments. I will endeavor to know your statutes, your laws, your instructions, your precepts. And as I endeavor to know them, I will hearken diligently unto them. I will stay where you put me and not go out to the right side, neither to the left. I will not go aside to the right hand side. I will not go to the left. I will remain where you have put me. Lord, I will do what you command me. Your commandments about prayer, about the Bible, about marriage, about family life, about business. I will do everything you say. Lay that foundation well. You have had the word for all these blessings to come and to overtake you, for you to be blessed in the home and also in the field, for the works of your hand to be blessed this year 2012, for your basket to be richly blessed, the sources of your income to be blessed in the year. These are the commandments of God. For you to be blessed in your going out and in your coming. For the enemy to be afraid of you. For the windows of heaven to be open towards you. In all that you do. These are the commandments of God. If you hearken diligently to these commandments, if you observe to do according to all the commandments, pray to God. God, I am determined. I am determined. I am determined. By your grace this year, I will hearken diligently. I will obey all your commandments. I will do everything your will, according to your purpose. I will not go to the right hand side, neither to the left. I will stay at the center of your will, so that your blessings you have promised me will be mine. This is a time of decision making. This is a time of making serious decision. The believers of old were cancer, while that weighed the purpose of heart, they should cleave unto the Lord. I also want to make that decision this morning. But just like Paul and his company, they purpose in their heart that they will not allow the good food that the king provided to really hinder them from standing in the perfect will of God. They purpose in their heart that they are not going to drink. that cup provided by the king. They will not eat that food provided by the king. The dainties were not interesting to them. They were ready to stay at the simple, unpleasant will of God. They were ready.